Can raw data change how we listen to music? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Brian Moon, assistant professor of music at the University of Arizona, discusses how the industry is using numbers and algorithms to shape the songs of the future.
Each day, humans generate 2.5 exabytes of data, roughly 250,000 times the information contained in the Library of Congress, with each online interaction shaping subsequent interactions. All this data changes how we hear music and how music marketers and distributors do their work. In the 20th century, the music industry largely used informed guesses to direct limited resources to distribute and promote particular recordings and artists. These subjective decisions were often based upon seemingly objective pieces of information, like the record charts that ranked the music's exposure. Yet popularity charts, like Billboard, have changed their compilation methods often. The assumptions that guide the charts follow the beliefs people have about music, which reflect culture and specific moments in time. With all the new data, it's easier to evaluate assumptions about music and to know exactly how fans are responding to new recordings. The music industry is paying attention to how new fans search for music and lyrics, their music search software, the geographical locations of the first fan to engage the music, and social media comments. All of this data can be compared with the actual sound of a recording, which in turn can be analyzed with the patterns created by other hit songs. Cultural assumptions can be verified almost immediately, and music industry practices follow the data instead of the notions that may never have reflected how people were actually thinking about music. As algorithms that shape what music earns promotion grow more complex, and predictive models suggest what will sell are increasingly accurate, what will we learn about musical taste? And how will the data affect our approach to listening to music?
That was Brian Moon of the University of Arizona. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.